2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Just been told that Mike Conley is out for game two, according to the Deseret News. Mike Conley out for yet another game. Darn it.
They'll be fine. They'll be okay.
Alex, good morning. Alex Curie, you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Did you hear
the
that?
The two most, I saw it when they put it out. I think the Jazz, kind of anticipated this. I think an older Mike Conley, if they would have lost game one, maybe he tries to push a little bit more, but I think you got to play it safe and go long-term with this one. This is the old cliche about this being a marathon, and that's what the NBA playoffs are. These go a long way. I'm glad you guys got me on with Ethan, because Ethan is such a sports head. I think we should just turn the time over to him.
Well, I have a few things to say about Mike Conley. But, Debbie, she was kind of making it sound like without Mike Conley they were going to lose.
Well, game one, you saw definitely there had to be some adjustments. The first half was a disaster, and then they picked it up in the second half. And so if they could get game two even without Mike Conley again before they go back to LA, I think it would be – it would prove, I think, who the better team is. But the noise of – I don't know how the Jazz think they're going to win this series. They played amazing the other night and barely won. It was like they played awful in the first half. So I think that all the haters are still piling on the Jazz, and I don't care. I had to watch people say that Rudy Gobert didn't deserve the Defensive Player of the Year award last night, and I was like, fine. If you want to argue with all that stuff, Utah is fine with it. They love being in that role of just like, we're going to go in and play. And yep. I think Donovan Mitchell is a stinking superstar, and he's proving it even more, and he becomes more and more. And I think with Mike Conley out, he has the chance to shine even more.
Well, having that chip on your shoulder is helpful.
I think so, too. I think it inspires people anybody. You don't have to be an NBA superstar to be inspired when somebody tells you you can't. You're like, yeah, I can. And the Jazz clearly could. I'm with you, though, Alex. The first half of the game the other night, I didn't start watching it until halftime, actually, because I had some other stuff going on. And I tuned in, and I thought, oh, this is not good. I mean, I'm talking up the Jazz on KSL News Radio. I'm certain that we've got game one in the can. And then, wow, they really turned on the they just got going in that second half, and I think Donovan ended up with 45 points.
Yeah, 45 points for Donovan, which is kind of where he's picking up where he left off from the playoffs last year. I mean, he had a couple 50 point games last year in the playoffs, and I think that this is just it's a different team, and I think the Clippers are just kind of trying to hang on, and the Jazz have like bigger fish to fry. And this is kind of all business for them. So I'm interested to see how L.A. responds, because they're going to be a little bit more rested than they were the other night. That was kind of the deal, too. They made up the excuses of, oh, we had to play two nights ago. Well, guess what? All season you play two nights before. So yeah. I don't know, when you say, oh, I had to play two nights ago. Like, that's what you did all season. So yeah. Those excuses kind of fall flat with me. But for sure, Kawhi Leonard, their superstar, had a bad game. Paul George. I can't say he had a bad game, because he just has kind of a Paul George game. He's not great anymore. So I can't say that you're going to see much more out of him. I don't know. But
jeez, Rudy's going to be pumped up. Does Paul George know that's your take on him?
Yeah, no. He even said too. He goes because every time he's at the foul line, everyone in the 18,000 people at Vivint Smart Home Arena were like over. They kept chanting overrated, and he is. I mean, he just is not. I mean, he's this massively overpaid guy who's not producing right now. But, Mike Conley was that guy for the Jazz last year, and so underperforming on a massive contract. But, I think that there's going to be a very different game tonight. And the Jazz said they went right back to the drawing board, and they're going to figure out what they did wrong the other night. Mostly, they had a stretch of going – they missed 20 shots in a row in the first quarter. They were 0 for 20 at one point. So
I'm glad I missed it.
And then they won the game. And then they won the game. Yes,
I'm glad
they won the game. So that's the positive thing is I still won the stinking game.
Hey, guys, here's the good news if you're a Jazz fan, you want to get to the game tonight. I just looked up the tickets. Tickets are still available. It looks like they started about $100, so maybe that's the bad news. But the good news is if you want to go to the game, you got to go to the Jazz website. We talked to Frank Zhang, the spokesperson for the Utah Jazz, earlier in the week on this show. Do not get ripped off and go to the wrong website. So you just need to go to the Jazz website, and they will route you to the tickets.
Here's what's funny, too. They're rolling out these standing room only tickets now, too, for the playoffs, which is you go from not having any people in the stands to having like over capacity. That's amazing. I mean, and the standing room only tickets, I've done that before, not at a Jazz game, but at a football game in the NFL. And, you know, you're lucky to kind of get a glimpse of the floor, but I think people just want to be in that atmosphere. And if it's anything like the other night, it's going to pay off.
I'm just wondering where they're going to put a standing room only section, maybe in front of the fire exit?
No, they have. Yeah, sure. No, it's right up against the Jazz dancers. So I'm sure they're pretty uncomfortable with the fact that they have all these fans right behind them, but no, they kind of spread it around, but it's definitely a better standing room only situation than you get in other places. Huh. I think you actually can see the game from the standing room only tickets compared to some of these other places that are basically like get into the stadium and pay to like be at their bars, you know, that are in these NFL stadiums. So,
you know,
it's a massive deal.
I don't think I've ever seen the Jazz quite like this. They're doing really, really well on the court. Obviously, everyone's excited. But off the court, Alex, have you been impressed with their leadership culturally and socially here? They've got their program for the scholarships. You've got guys like Jordan Clarkson coming to the defense of that food truck. I mean, these and Donovan Mitchell over the last 18 months on those important issues he's talked about. I mean, the Jazz are, I mean, they're going 100 miles an hour in this community. I've never seen them wield so much influence.
So the funny thing, Ethan, is they've always had this culture of like the Millers going, we have to be like better than everybody else, like not just on the court, but like off the court, we have to behave ourselves better. They're the model franchise. And so this goes back, Ryan Smith is really good at making sure that it's front and center, and their PR team is really good about making sure it's front and center, all the stuff they're doing. The Jordan Clarkson, helping pay for the wrap on that food truck that got vandalized. I mean, that's just, and putting it out there is a massive deal. But Ryan Smith's like giving tickets over. He's giving tickets to those people that come to the game tonight, the folks from that food truck.
Yeah.
He gave tickets
that's
to John
awesome.
Morant's family. All that stuff is massive. And it all started with the Millers. And Ryan Smith said, I'm going to keep carrying that torch. And he's already done it amazingly so far.
It's
Alex Carey of KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for jumping on the line with Ethan Millard and myself. And Ethan, it has been a blast to have you in.
I've loved it. I'm recording with Alex tomorrow, so check out our podcast.
Nightside Project, of course. And in the meantime, go Jazz.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.